Coming up on June 14th, get your friends together for a fun afternoon ride to Signal Brewery in Corbyville to see Juno award-winning chart-topping indie singer-songwriter Hawksley Workman with support from the Wolves. Tickets are on sale now. Get more information via flyingvconcerts.com and see you at Signal Brewery on June 14th.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Pull up that easy chair and sit right down for the best music in your town.
You're on Way Back with Johnny. Now don't turn that dial. The program's about to begin.
One of Canada's pride and joys. Give a big round of applause for Gordy Tapp.
Don't be ashamed of your age. Don't let the years get you down.
The valley, clouds are moving in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. Of life's ups and downs, but fate's been kind. The downs have been few.
Hey, this is Gordy Taft at CFRC. I came here to meet a friend, the man you listen to all the time, and I don't blame you. Take it over, John.
Well, yes, Gordy, thank you very much. This here is your old host with most country rush music, Johnny Woodlock. And for next hours, I'd like to invite everybody in to a three-hour tribute to my good friend and late friend, Gordy Taft, here on CFRC 101.9 FM. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this trip back in time to the golden era of Canadian country music. Welcome in, friends.
Myself, it's not important. You've been in love so many times before.
I got my autograph book in my hand. I ask each star and member of the band for the autograph that I have left me. And you need me,
well, I'm here.
When two lovers make up, crying's no disgrace, no dis. If you've got the time, I've got the place. Come on over, if you've got the time, I've got the place.
Good morning, friends and listeners. Way Back with Johnny. Yes, this here is your old host with most country western music, Johnny Woodlock, for another Sunday morning here on Way Back with Johnny, but also coming to you via the Woodlock Ranch and Studios in Cornwall, Ontario. We can also be proudly heard over historic CFRC 119 FM from the heart of Limestone City of Kingston, Ontario, Canada, and also heard throughout our home on the internet at www.oshawarocks.com, as well as Way Back with Johnny on YouTube. With all that mentioned, I would like to welcome you all into this weekend's program, which will be a dedicated tribute to a very dear friend of mine in the early days of my career, none other than a man we all remember as Cousin Clem, but also Gordy Tapp. He was born Gordon Robert Tapp, nicknamed Gordy, on June 19th, 1922 in London, Ontario. He'll go on to gain great fame through the Hee Haw television program, as well as becoming a singer and also a comedian. He was known also for the 1950 CBC television show, The Country Hold Down, as well as another number of other very successful career highlights. Gordy was a dear friend to many in the Canadian country music and American country music field, including myself. He sadly passed away at the age of 94 on December 18th of 2016 at his home in Burlington, Ontario. Today it'll be an honor for me to, along with you, my many listeners and fans, to remember this true pioneer of Canadian country music. He was also inducted into the Canadian Country Music Hall of Fame in 1990. And was awarded the Order of Canada in 1998 for his many charitable events and organizations that he helped to fund money for. Today I would like to pay tribute to my good old friend Gordy Tapp, along with you, and of course we're going to open up with a very fitting song by the first family of Canadian country music, and that of course is the Family Brown and their all-time classic called Pioneer. Then we'll follow with the legendary Gordy Tapp himself and a song called Don't Let the Good Life Pass You By. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in. Welcome in, friends, and happy listening.
Tommy sang about a traveling man.
Orville's voice brought him command.
Lucille sang of the sun's low.
We'll throw that old strawberry road.
Well, they rode the rails and they rode the range.
They rode high on the winds of change.
They carved their place and they made their fame.
And the Hall of Honor bears their name.
Pioneers, pioneers.
Welcome again, Gordy Tapp!
Did you ever lie and listen to the rainfall? Did you ever own a homemade apple pie? Did you ever watch a child while he was praying? Friend, don't let the good life pass you by. Did you ever see the mountains in the morning? Did you ever watch the sun desert the sky? Did you ever hold a woman while she's sleeping? Friend, don't let the good life pass you by. Man was made for loving, not for buying. Don't give him the things he really needs. Just look, my friend, there's happiness in living. Somewhere between broke and being free. Did you ever watch the sun while it was rising? Did you ever sit right down and have a cry? Did you ever take the time to help a neighbor? Friend, don't let the good life pass you by. Thank you. listen to the rainfall? Did you ever own a homemade apple pie? Did you ever watch a child while he was praying? Friend, don't let the good life pass you by. Did you ever see the mountains in the morning? Did you ever watch the sun desert the sky? Did you ever hold a woman while she's sleeping? Friend, don't let the good life pass you by. Yes, man was made for loving, not for buying. Don't give him the things he really needs. Just look, my friend, there's happiness in living. Somewhere between broke and being free. Did you ever watch the sun while it was rising? Did you ever sit right down and have a cry? Did you ever take the time to help your neighbor? Friend, don't let the good life.
Friend, don't let the good life.
Friend, don't let the good life pass you by.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time as we welcome you all into the Wayback with Johnny show to pay tribute to some of the old-time legends of Canadian country music. But also, I'd like to dedicate special songs as we open up today's program. First of all, it's going to be a song by our good friend and legendary Canadian country music gentleman, Tommy Hunter, going out to Mama Dawn today. And for Mama, it's going to be an all-time classic by Tommy called The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Then we'll follow with the legendary Canadian country music father, Walf Carter, and a song going out to my dear friend, Bob Gardner, who I spent some time last weekend with up there in Niagara Falls. And he has a birthday coming up, so we'll send this song out to him, and it'll be Walf's 1988 classic called Whatever Happened All Those Years. And then we'll wrap up this set with sending a song out in loving memory of my late father, Papa Willie B., who always influenced me in country music, but also was a good friend of Gordy Taps for many years as well. And it's going to be an all-time classic by Gordy called Back Home Again. With that, we would like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in.
He got here red and wrinkled, scared and crying. Then she took him up and held him to her breast, and he sure was glad to get what Mama offered. Then he went to sleep and put his fears to rest. It didn't seem to matter what he needed. It could always count on Mama to supply. And regardless of the sleep she might be losing, he always found a twinkle in her eye. Of greatness that she knew he couldn't learn away from home. And by the time she wore the cover off her Bible, her hair was gray, her little man was gone. Most unique and precious pearl, and heaven help us always to remember that the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Yes, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world.
How my heart was filled with joy when I was just a barefoot boy, and I wandered through the woods and fished the stream. I was always on the roam, never liked to stay at home. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Her dad was always there to see as we knelt on bended knee, and he thanked the good Lord for the coming day. Then you'd hear one awful wail, someone pull the old cat's tail. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? As I gazed across the prairie while the sun was sinking low, listen to the low of cattle like the years of long ago. Gone are many dear old buddies, pardon if I shed a tear. Can you tell me whatever happened to all those years? Then one day I thought it best, I jumped a freight train going west. I'd be a cowboy and I'd ride the range all day. I was in the Calgary Stampede, but I could never gain the lead. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, the good Lord lets me stay around. Many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you one and all when the work's all done this fall. Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years? The sun is slowly going down, but the good Lord, he lets me stay around. And many thanks to all for keeping me so near. I hope to see you, one and all, when the work's all done this fall. But can you tell me what's happened to all of those years? Can you tell me whatever happened to all of those years?
There's a storm across the valley, clouds are moving in. The afternoon is heavy on your shoulders. There's a truck out on the four lane, a mile or more away. The whining of his wheels just makes it colder. He's an hour away from driving on your dreams up in the sky. 10 days on the road, nearly gone. There's a fire slowly burning, supper's on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes them warm. To be back home again. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. There's oh so much to tell him. How'd you spend your time? And what's the latest things the neighbors say? Your mother called last Friday. Something made her cry. You felt the baby move just yesterday. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Oh, yes, it is. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long-lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. It's the sweetest thing I know of, just being here with you. It's the little things that make a house a home. Like a fire slowly burning, supper on the stove. It's the light in your eyes that makes me warm. To be back home again, oh yes. Sometimes this old farm feels like a long lost friend. Hey, it's good to be back home again. Hey, it's good to be back home again.
This is Barry Brown of the Family Brown, and you're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back with Johnny. Keep listening, folks.
No, I can't believe God's moved 10 miles away.
Well, yes, friends, once again, it's that time in the program to pay tribute to the mighty Ottawa Valley, the valley we call our second home here at the Way Back with Johnny Show. And with that mentioned, let's pay tribute to some of the true pioneers of Canadian country music of the Ottawa Valley as well. First of all, we have a song going out to my dear friend, who we call our uncle, Uncle Ray Chapisky, and also his beloved wife, my Aunt Margaret Chapisky, up there on Mud Lake Road in Eganville, Ontario. For them today, it's going to be an all-time classic by Bob King called Howdy Neighbor Howdy. We'll then follow with another all-time classic by Wayne Rostead, the storyteller of the Ottawa Valley, going out to Vic and Linda May Garbutt of Renfrew and Iron Prior. Just a reminder that Vic has his wonderful Sunday evening program, 7 to 10, over CJHR Valley Heritage every Sunday evening. And from Wayne Rostead, it'll be Dollard Marlowe. Then we'll wrap up the set with a song going out to my good friend and mentor in many ways, Tom Wilson of the Ottawa Valley, but also of Brockville, Ontario. And from Tom, it's going to be an all-time classic called The Electric Radio. With that, I would like to say good day to all the Valley listeners. Welcome in, friends.
Howdy, neighbor, howdy. Get out and come right in. We'll make a bowl of gravy and a sock of biscuits in. Boil a pot of coffee and fill a big fat hen. Cook enough country ham to feed 100 men. Drive a wagon in the yard and turn your donkey loose. Kick that old hound out the way and watch the button do so. Howdy, neighbor, howdy, get out and come right in. Sit a spell on the porch, make yourself at home. Howdy, neighbor, howdy, come in and sit right down. All the news, how are things in town? We're so glad to see you. Been wondering how you've been. Everybody
everybody's feeling fine, so let the fun begin. Get the banjo off the wall and tune it up today. Play some good old country tunes that Grandpa used to play.
The Kaywood Road anymore. They took him to the city, to a government old age home. All of us eventually will wither and grow old. Dollard Marlow doesn't live on the Kaywood Road anymore. Shed, the work of his withered hands, the home built of local pine when he was a young man. Now they've got him in that city compound till he breathes no more. I wonder if he'd rather die along the Kaywood Road. Last summer, Dollard shared a pot of Stag Creek country tea, poured himself a shaky cup, one for Billy and me. In leaving, we promised him to come again for sure. But Dollard Marlow doesn't live on the Kaywood Road anymore. All of us, we must pay its price. Electric lights are practical, but a lantern sure is nice. Don't trust your neighbor out of fear that he will get you first. And don't dare die till you check with the city officials first. Took away his home. One day soon his soul will come back to that cabin door and stare upon the pavement they've laid on the Kaywood Road. No, Dollard Marlow doesn't live on that dusty road anymore.
Saturday on the electric radio, we'd gather round that microphone and really let her go. We'd really pick that bluegrass on the electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, we'd really pick that bluegrass on the electric radio. Just one old ribbon microphone was all our station had, but we knew folks would listen in, though we were good or bad. And when we played at dances, they would come to see the show that they had heard on Saturday on the electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, that they had heard on Saturday on electric radio. We always did a gospel tune to save our souls from sin, and then we'd say, now keep those cards and letters coming in. And people wrote from miles around, and they would let us know that they tuned in each Saturday on the electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, that they tuned in each Saturday on the electric radio. We played the Spanish two-step and the good old Wildwood Flower. It seemed like just 10 minutes, though we played for half an hour. And then the boys would gather round and sing so soft and low, let's say goodbye like we said hello on electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, let's say goodbye like we said hello on electric radio. Well, now those days are dead and gone, and some of us are too. And when I think of Ed and John, I really get the blues. But Gil and Claire are still around, and till it's time to go, we always will remember that electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, we always will remember that electric radio. Electric radio, electric radio, we always will remember that electric radio. I was born beside that river.
Hello, this is Tom Wilson of Border Bluegrass. You're listening to my good friend Johnny Woodlock on Way Back. Stay tuned for classic country music.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Now, friends, I'd like to invite y'all to go with me back to the year 2016. In October of that year, my late friend, Gordy Tapp, invited us into his home in Burlington, Ontario, my dad and I, on one of our trips up to Hamilton to see the Comic-Con there. Now, with that mentioned, this is going to be a very rough and very unedited version of this interview, as it was recorded the same day, October 16th of 2016. With that mentioned, I would like to pay tribute to Gordy Tapp and my late father, who I imagine are up there in heaven sharing stories of, well, you know. But with that mentioned, let's pay tribute to this all-time visit with Gordy Tapp, Papa Willoughby, and myself from Burlington, Ontario from 2016. Following this, we will hear an all-time classic by Gordy Tapp himself called Nobody's Singing Them Cowboy Songs No More. With that, welcome in, friends. Now here, let's turn back the years to 2016 once again.
Well, I had
Oh, did you? Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
We have miniature horses.
Quarter horse.
We used to have Belgians till I'm not well anymore. So we have miniature horses now.
Oh, yeah.
Only guys stand up that high. About a dozen. Yeah.
In 1960, I had the Canadian Grand Champion Quarter Horse Stallion, and he got a twisted bowel and killed him.
Okay, yeah, I've seen that happen before. You've done a fair down our way before, a place called Delta.
Oh, yeah.
Ontario.
Delta.
Yeah.
What is the nearest big city?
Sorry?
What is the nearest big city?
Kingston.
Oh, yeah.
North of Kingston. And you used to go to, Florida?
Yeah.
You were in Sarasota?
Yeah.
Okay. You used to come to North Fort Myers to the flea market.
Is that right?
Yeah. To the old movie theater on Wednesdays.
Yes, I remember.
Okay, you bought produce from me.
Look at this.
Hope it fits.
But what is that thing? Oh, that's from the radio station.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
That's nice, John.
Thank you.
And it's just coming into the weather whether
exactly.
you want to wear it.
That's right.
Well, for thinking of me so nicely, I'll think of you so nicely.
Thank you.
And sign the book.
Thank you.
Oh, I don't want to throw that away.
There's a few things there I'm hoping you'll sign for me.
Oh, gladly.
Here's Lulu Bell from the old show.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. An old Archie.
My buddy.
Yeah.
He's an awful man for women. Holy.
It was it?
Oh.
Yeah.
I remember a girl that operated the store. The shop where you bought things when you were in the hotel, you know, the shaving cream.
Yeah.
Quite attractive. And Archie came picked me up one day and I introduced her to him. Uh-huh. And we get out and got in the car and Archie says, "Are you laying that?" And I said, "Come on." "No, seriously." She said, "That's gorgeous." I must get a crack at that myself.
Yeah.
A couple of weeks later, a friend of mine was playing just north in Nashville in a club, and I invited her. And I'm driving down the highway with her sitting there beside me, and I realized the Cadillac in front of me is Archie.
Oh, wow.
I pulled up around him beside him and sat there and grinned at him, and he said,
yes.
She's a nice lady. There's much room to write on this thing
up there.
How do you sign your name?
It's actually Nathan's my real name. I use Johnny as a stage name.
Oh, so I'll say Nat.
Sure, that'll be fine.
We thought we'd find Cousin Clem here today.
I haven't done much with him lately.
No.
You haven't seen him lately, eh? Well, I used to tell people, I hope he showed up this afternoon.
Oh, this is quite a shot.
Yes.
Looks like I'm going to belt. Come on. You can never read anything I write.
Oh,
that says, "Hey, Nat, be a good listener."
Okay. Thank you.
And when you're 94, you can't write right anymore.
Well, that's fine. I'd be honored with anything. Maybe on the front there, yeah.
Yeah.
Then I can frame it. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
We got one more. This is a book cover.
DVD.
Oh, a DVD cover?
Yeah. This one you're on quite a bit in this video. Yeah.
That says, "I hope you enjoy."
Thank you.
The reason I read that to you because I know that when you get home. And
no problem.
I don't read it real good.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Gordon.
No, I got to write it in the book to you.
Thanks. What do I owe you for it?
$700.
Yeah.
20 probably plenty. Yet.
Okay.
I'll take care of the tag.
Sure.
Best wishes, Gordy Tapp, to Nat, a new friend.
Thank you. You wouldn't mind, would you? Adding it to this?
I'm going to send it twice.
Sure.
One's me, one's Cousin Greg.
Sure. But this here is Jim Ed Brown, so anywhere else is fine.
Jim Ed Brown, good friend.
Yes. Maybe that's true. I don't know.
Yeah, sure. Cousin Clem there. What about here?
That's Jim Ed Brown.
Oh,
there.
That's his phone. What do we got on the back?
What about here?
Do you have anything in the back?
No, nothing on that.
What's wrong with it?
That's Jim Ed Brown.
Oh, that's okay. That's right on top of somebody else.
This here was Vishon, I guess. Okay.
Jim's signature don't sign, or autograph don't sign up too good.
No. Thank you,
Nobody
Gordon.
You don't know what it is anyway.
Thank you.
People now say, who's he? That's yours.
Thank you.
Now I'll tell you
Where's
my...
that?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
I'll tell you my favorite farm story. Farmer's having his breakfast. His wife's bending over the stove. He said, Martha, you know something? You're getting as broad as my combine. She never said a word. 5 nights later, he rolled over in bed and put his arm around her. She said, what are you doing? He said, oh, you know what I'm doing. She said, listen, if you think I'm starting up a $250,000 combine for a little crop like that, you got another thing coming.
Yeah.
No, we had, I never had any big farms. I had 32 acres.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you something funny. I bought it for 32 acres for $30,000. It was out in the country, but very close to the Queen Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Just one lot off. I lived there 15 years. Sunoco? No, not Sunoco. It's another Imperial. Oh, Texaco offered me about 50,000. It was below 100, I know. And I said okay, and everything went fine. And then they backed out, but they left me $10,000, which was nice. And then at the end, when a guy came to buy it, I told my wife, I said, I think we'll sell the farm. Because I knew another place that I wanted to get. I got $415,000 for it. You know what it is today? $1.5 million an acre.
Wow.
All the industries moved in up there. It's just unbelievable.
For milk, Gordon?
Yeah. Just Appleby Line. And it's right, well, on the Apple Line, you drive by, you look right, and you're in the property.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And what do you do for a living?
Just work at pizza and the DJ.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Radio station, yeah.
You enjoy the DJ.
I love it. Yeah,
he helps me on the farm, too.
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
We sold our big farm, and all we got now is 30 acres.
Uh-huh.
But near a place called Westport, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
The big Rito. area, if you know where that is.
Near the river.
Yeah, yeah. Your, one of your, back in 2000s, something about 10, 15 years ago, you had a show in Delta Fair.
Oh, yeah.
One of your players lived over by a place called Elgin, Ontario.
Oh, yeah.
That's right.
From one of your shows from years ago, he was one of the instrumental players.
I see.
He lived over, he was at your fair that night, and he was... He was at the fair. You introduced him to everybody. Whoever that would have been, I don't remember now.
That's a number of years ago.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, that's got a telephone number.
Okay, thank you.
So your wife's still alive?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so she's upstairs.
She has a heart condition.
Put you on the sixth floor?
Yeah.
The very top?
Very top.
Okay.
Around the corner. Back corner.
Okay. Is she quite a bit younger than you were?
No, she's... I'm 94, she's 93.
What's that right? Oh, good, good.
She's the one that I hear about on the CD you sent me, that you've been married for over 60 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
72 years.
Yeah, congratulations.
So you just come down here for dinner, for supper then?
Yeah, we all have dinner in the dining room.
Is that the dinning room?
No, this is the dining room where they're in.
Oh, I see.
Beautiful,
okay.
I'll show you.
Yeah.
What are you driving?
We drive a 2010 caravan, Dodge Caravan, minivan. You still drive?
Not anymore.
No?
I drove Mercedes since 1961.
Okay.
But all that time I did commercials for Chrysler, and I drove an Imperial for Ford, and I drove a Lincoln, and for General Motors I drove a Cadillac, so I drove all the best ones.
Okay.
It's a violin, and the modern sound uses 8 or 10, and nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. Whatever happened to the fiddle and the old banjo? Nobody's picking them now but Bill Monroe. The Grand Ole Opry's still on the air, but the singers all got that spray on their hair, and nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. I used to go every week to the cowboy show to see old Roy and Gene from the very first row. They would sing them cowboy songs, of course, but they were singing them to their horse. Now nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. Nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. Modern country's done pushed it out the door. Don't call it a fiddle, it's a violin, and the modern sound uses 8 or 10, and nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. To like to see them flashy clothes the stars all used to wear on the country shows. Now they wear tuxedos is what they do, and they sing them songs about a boy named Sue, and nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. Background voices singing them doo-wah-wahs. Sometimes it's hard to tell which one's the star. Tex Ritter used to sing about the prairie skies. Now the midnight cowboy is who they prize, and nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more.
Nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. Modern country's done pushed it out the door.
Don't call it a fiddle, it's a violin, and the modern sound uses 8 or 10, and nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more. Nobody's singing them cowboy songs no more.
Hello,
friends. This here's your old host with the most, Country West Music, Johnny Woodlock. And I'd like to tell you all about the upcoming 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree, happening from July 9th through the 11th in the heart of Napanee, Ontario. With an amazing lineup of singers, this is going to be a three-day event, which is hosted by Landon Martin. And for those interested, weekend passes cost $100, and also day passes and evening passes are also available. Purchase tickets, you can call 613-583-7087. Yes, this is going to be a great time had by all, so come on out to the 2026 Napanee Country Jamboree.
On time, hoping you'd come back home. When I got there, the house was bare.
And well, yes, friends, it's once again following that interview or visit from 2016 with Gordy Tapp, my father, Papa Willie B, and myself. It is once again time to turn back the years to the vinyl blast from vinyl past, as we pay tribute to a vinyl record on this Sunday morning. But first, we must open the vinyl vault door. Now that the vinyl vault door is wide open, I'd like to pay tribute to an all-time classic record from Columbia that I picked up in Niagara Falls as of late. On my way home, Bob Gardner and I stopped at a little thrift store up there, and they had some great records, so I would like to pay tribute to a record called The Best of the Carter Family. Now this was Mother Maybelle and her daughters, and off this old LP album, long playing album, I would like to pay tribute to a song called Poor Old Heartsick Me, and I do believe June Carter had the lead in this, and it was around this time on June 23rd that she was born in Mesa Springs. Passed away, of course, on May 15th of 2003, but let's turn it back to the good old days of vinyl and remember this all-time classic by the second generation of the Carter family. Welcome in, friends. Now, friends, we have reached the end of the first hour here at the Way Back with Johnny Show here on CFRC 101.9 FM and also www.oshawarocks.com. With that mentioned, as we pay tribute to the end of the first hour, I would like to pay tribute once again to two gospel favorites. Now, one of Gordy Tapp's dearest friends in country music and the old Hee-Haw Show was, of course, Archie Campbell. From old Arch, we have an all-time classic called Jesus Savior Pilot Me, Then we'll follow with Gordy Tapp, the legendary man himself, who would have celebrated his 104th birthday this coming Friday, the 19th of June. And by Gordy, we have an all-time classic called It Is No Secret. With that, I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you listening in, and I hope to talk to you on the other side of the second hour.
Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rocks and treacherous shoals. Chart and compass come from thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. As a mother stills her child, thou canst hush the ocean wild. Boisterous waves obey thy will when thou sayest to them, be still. Wondrous sovereign of the sea, Jesus, Savior, pilot me. When at last I'm near the shore, then while leaning on thy breast, may I hear thee say to me, fear not, I will pilot thee, Jesus, Savior, pilot me.
The chimes of time ring out the news, another day is through. Someone slipped and fell, was that someone you? You may have longed for added strength, your courage to renew. Do not be disheartened, for I bring hope to you. It is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. With arms wide open, it is no secret what God can do. There is no night, for in his light you'll never walk alone. Always feel at home wherever you may roam. There is no power can conquer you while God is on your side. Take him at his promise, don't run away and hide. It is no secret
God.